This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gotta hand it to Justin Bieber. Not bad picking a billionaire to marry.
Here's the thing. Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey, just sold her makeup company for $1 billion. But here's the thing. I mean, that in itself is amazing. She started the company in 2022.
Wow.
So in 3 years.
Wow.
Less than 3 years, she made $1 billion.
So talk to a person who doesn't understand the cosmetics world.
Uh-huh.
When we say Hailey Bieber is a billionaire now because she sold her skincare brand.
Right.
Is this something that she lended her name to? Like, people gave her money, or did she, like, come up with this makeup herself?
This whole brand is her baby, her brainchild. She started it. She wanted things that were simple, not super expensive, and minimalistic in its packaging. You know, a lot of times makeup and skincare brands, they're all about the packaging. And
as
producer Jessica can say, sometimes the packaging of a product will make you buy it, right?
Oh, you should see the Dolly Parton lipstick.
Yeah.
I had no idea about any of this. So what is she, like, in the lab helping out the people make the makeup? I mean, what do you mean she had this idea? This is her brainchild.
She obviously didn't just sit and whip it up in her kitchen. She obviously hired the right people to make it the way that she wanted. She wanted simplistic ingredients, simple ingredients, plain packaging. You know, she's all about minimalistic in her style of that. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm just impressed with the fact that this girl did this in less than 3 years. That blows my mind.
I'm just impressed there's this much jing in makeup, man. This is how the Jenner kid got to be a billionaire, too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Man, I picked the wrong business.
I mean, honestly, take a moment. If you ever, maybe you're out with your girlfriend and you're shopping, go with her into Sephora or Ulta and just see the money just walking out the door with every single shopper. It's insane.
I had a long list of Christmas presents 1 year at Ulta, and I was
thankfully... Did you just go the gift card route?
I had no idea where I was going. Thankfully, some employee, this dear-hearted young woman, walked up to me and said, can I please help you? Can I please... Please help you. And I looked at her, I said, God Almighty, thank you. You're an angel sent from heaven.
I was going to say, I bet you look like a lost little deer in the woods.
I just gave her my list. I'm like, here. So bless your heart. She got a little basket for me. Within 10 minutes, I was out of there. But if it wasn't for her, I'd still be wandering those aisles right now. So, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I respect it.
Sure.
I wish I would have done it.
Absolutely.
John's makeup.
John's makeup.
What a name.
Hailey Bieber, a billionaire within 3 years.
Yeah.
Ridiculously impressive.
Right.
Country star Carly Pierce threw out the first pitch at yesterday's Padres game. And while the Padres had a tough loss, it did not stop producer Jessica and Tammy from having some, weird fun at the ballpark.
Producer Jessica, I noticed something as we were coming back down the stairs after we found our seats, before we go back with Carly Pierce. Each grouping of stairs as we come down in Petco Park has exactly 15 steps.
I wonder if that means anything.
Is it because
after about 15 steps, people are like, I need a break. Either old or unfit.
Yeah, or old or unfit 15. Got it.
I have two questions regarding that. Is that really a thing? There are exactly 15 steps.
When you first walk into Petco Park and you go up, I don't know, we're at the main entrance.
Okay.
And it's 15, 15, 15, three sets of 15 stairs to get to that. I'm sure it's a building thing.
Oh, interesting.
It's math, I'm sure.
And my second question is, who counts stairs?
I don't know. I have a weird little counting fetish that I do sometimes.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hearing about this now.
Mm-hmm.
You just randomly count things.
When I go up and down stairs, I count. I don't know. I don't know why. I've always done it.
You count stairs.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's about to get weirder.
This has, like, been the best game for me so far.
I know.
After we were done talking with Carly and we got our food and we sat down at the second inning, what's the first thing I see? A triple from Jackson Merrill.
Oh.
And then they get another hit, so Jackson Merrill scores. And then we saw a stolen base.
Yes.
This is the most exciting day so far.
What did you say when Jackson scored?
I said, yay, that's my boy. He did it for mom.
You said mommy.
I did say mommy. I know. A little weird.
Mommy.
But I meant like mother, like, because he could be my kid. But okay. I'm so excited.
Told you it was going to get weirder.
Yeah.
Tammy thinks she's Jackson Merrill's mommy.
Okay, I do not think I'm his mommy. Stop that.
Wait, stop what? You said it.
I know, but I don't think I'm his mommy, John.
You said
it's
it
a joke. It's a joke. He reminds me a lot of my oldest son. He's got a lot of the same mannerisms, and that's how I felt. And it kind of was a mom theme because all of a sudden, Sam Levitt
is the voice of the Padres pre- and post-game shows on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Quality guy. I love Sammy Levitt.
He's so sweet. But he comes up to Jess and I. There's two empty seats next to us. And he looks at us and he says, have you guys seen my mom? And we're like, what? For a split second, I thought he overheard our conversation, and so he was poking and making fun of me.
No, he lost
but he actually lost his mommy.
Oh, no. Sammy Levitt got lost at Petco Park.
And then
funny.
Finally he goes,
so weird.
Oh, I found her. She's in the wrong seat.
That's so adorable.
Have you seen my mom?
Well, how would you know?
I know.
Hey, if you're wondering if Tammy's obsession with Jackson Merrill is about to get even more weird, the answer is yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm feeling like I'm kind of creepy. I don't mean to be creepy. Jackson just caught a fly ball.
Uh-huh. And we were talking, so I wasn't necessarily paying that much attention. Then I realized it was Jackson Merrill, and I'm like, oh, yay!
And then I think you called him Jaxie.
Did I?
Listen,
like, I'm not trying to be his mom. I just want him to know he's got an adoptive mom here if he needs one.
If he needs a home-cooked meal on a Sunday,
yes.
Mom.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm just trying to be mommy to Jaxie.
No, I really
oh my
like
God.
Him.
This is
really
you know he's a grown man, right?
I do
a
know he's a grown
baseball
man.
Player.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
John.
Right. Has a mom of his own.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Jaxie.
And by the way, John, I believe Petco Park is definitely a John zone. Not a single person yesterday stopped Tammy to say hi.
Not one.
Really?
Not one.
Not a single person.
It's not like I need security to walk through.
I know, but
in fact, sometimes I'm like, hey, it's me.
Oh.
I do have a shirt that says John on it. I mean,
she had her Tammy shirt on, and not a single person stopped us.
Oh,
no.
Well, maybe they wanted to watch the game and not have a chit-chat with Jaxie's mommy. I'm glad you had fun. I wish I was there. Pods need to bounce back. They got
yes,
a day
they
off.
Do.
They got day off today, and the Pirates are in town. I'll be there on Sunday in case you want to
say hi.
See how the Jaxie's uncle. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Angela is in Carlsbad. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Angela, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Oh, Tammy, you can go get a cup of coffee or something.
All right. Good luck.
Angela, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Alrighty.
Ryan Reynolds is hosting a Nat Geo series called Underdogs about animals on the lowest rungs of the food chain. What does Nat Geo stand for?
National Geographic.
BusinessInsider.com ranked all of Tom Cruise's movies. They say Born on the 4th of July is his best. It's followed by The Color of Money at number 2 and Magnolia in 3rd. What barroom sport is The Color of Money based on?
Barroom sport. I thought it was about football or betting. I don't know.
Okay. The three main leads in the Harry Potter reboot have been announced. What are the three lead characters' names?
Harry, Hermione, and Ron.
Demi Lovato got married over the weekend. What Disney Channel original movie did Demi star in with the Jonas Brothers?
Camp Rock.
And finally, President Trump has pardoned Todd and Julie Chrisley from the reality show Chrisley Knows Best. They were convicted of fraud and tax evasion in 2022, and each was sentenced to several years in prison. What network aired original episodes of Chrisley Knows Best?
Bravo, I don't know.
All right, let's get Tim back in. So, Angela, where are you headed to today?
I am dropping my daughter off. She commutes to work.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Angela's playing Taxi Mom this morning and did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Angela.
All right. Thanks.
Timmy, Ryan Reynolds is hosting a Nat Geo series called Underdogs about animals on the lowest rungs of the food chain. What does Nat Geo stand for?
National Geographic.
That is right. Angela knew that. 1-1. BusinessInsider.com ranked all of Tom Cruise's movies. They say Born on the 4th of July is his best, followed by The Color of Money and Magnolia. What barroom sport is The Color of Money based on?
Pool.
Pool. Angela didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Yeah. The three main leads in the Harry Potter reboot have been announced. What are the three lead characters' names?
Harry, Hermione, I always say her name wrong, and Ralph? Ralph is not right.
Ralph is not right. It's Harry, Hermione, and Ron. Ralph. All right. Well, Angela knew that, so now it's 2-2. Timmy, Demi Lovato got married over the weekend. What Disney Channel original movie did Demi star in with the Jonas Brothers?
I believe it was Camp Rock.
Camp Rock is correct. Angela knew that. We're tied at 3. And finally, President Trump has pardoned Todd and Julie Chrisley from the reality show Chrisley Knows Best. They were convicted of fraud and tax evasion in 2022, and each was sentenced to several years in prison. What network aired original episodes of Chrisley Knows Best?
I'm going to say TLC.
That's wrong. Angela also got it incorrect. She went with Bravo. It was originally on USA.
Oh, yes.
So today we finished with a tie. Unfortunately for you, Angela, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to join us to see John Party at the San Diego County Fair June 27th, part of the Toyota Concert Series.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Angela, enjoy that. Drive safely, please. Our best to your daughter. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Lots of negatives about social media. There are also a few positives about social media. And one of those weird things is that you can be friends with somebody and never meet them in person. Tammy, in the last week, has met two quote-unquote good friends that she's never met in person, only via social media. One was my brother-in-law, Butch, who you finally met last week.
Right, finally in person. As soon as I saw him, I was like, Butch!
It was as if you guys hadn't seen each other for years, but you've at least seen each other in person.
Uh-huh. Another one is Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, John, Tammy. How are you guys?
I've never met you, so it's not. I don't think I have, at least, right? So it's nice to meet you.
You have not.
Okay,
you
have not. Tammy and Erica, explain what's going on.
So Erica was in television. Were you at KUSI?
Yes. 31 years I was at KUSI.
Wow. Right?
31 years at KUSI, and somehow we connected. I don't know if it was like a comment she put on something I posted on Instagram, and we, you know, friended each other and followed each other. And we seem to have like the same kind of sense of humor, and we're always like in our DMs chatting with each other. And it's been what, a couple years now, right?
At least 3 years.
Right. And two Saturdays ago, I finally met Erica face-to-face for the first time, and it's as soon as I saw you, Erica, it's like, oh, we've been hanging out forever. It felt totally normal and natural.
It was so weird. It was like, oh, I'm seeing one of my old friends I just haven't seen since, you know, high school or like 5 years ago or something. But yeah, it was not like we didn't know each other at all. It was very strange and very cool.
Now, it is weird, but it is also not unusual anymore.
No.
People who have had social media in their life, their entire life, this has to be very common for them. I mean, how many people listening right now have really, really, quote, good friends, but you've never met them in person? 833-287-1037. So when you guys met up with each other, was it, how are the kids? What's going on with this?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the cobbler recipe. I mean, what was it?
Immediate hugs, first of all, right away.
Yeah.
And talking about things in our life. And it was like we had known each other forever.
It certainly was. It was very cool. I hope to have met you too that day, John, but you just didn't happen to be there, so you lost out.
It's weird because people think Tim and I spend every moment of every day together. I mean, the number one question both of us get when we're out somewhere is where's the other?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I would love to meet you someday. Maybe I'm going to I'm gonna look you up on Facebook right now. I've heard good things.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
I'd love to hear from you, though, if you've got really good friends that, frankly, you've never met in person. They're only social media friends, but
you finally met
connect
them,
the second you guys see each other in person. It's like, boom, like you've known each other your whole life, because maybe you have via social media.
Yeah.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
My youngest son is kind of a living embodiment of it. Before we moved out to California, he was friends with several boys on Minecraft. They all talked online all the time, and they spent years chatting that way and eventually FaceTiming each other. And they used to say, when we grow up, we're going to all live in the same house and we're all going to live together. And sure enough, he's 26 now, and four of them all live in the same house in Mesa, Arizona.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Although many of you are thinking, that's not crazy at all. That's just the way things are now. I'd love to hear if you've got really good friends that you never met in person, or you just recently met them in person, but you've known them forever via social media.
Right.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy met a long-lost friend for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? Yes, it is, thanks to social media.
Right.
Her name is Erica, and you met her for the first time despite being friends for years on social media.
So great. Terry is in Allied Gardens. Terry, tell us about how your friendship blossomed, that you knew each other on social media before you actually met in person.
Okay, well, this is really ironic, but in 2010, I won a meet and greet with Jimmy Wayne on from KSON.
Our friend Jimmy Wayne getting a shout out.
I love it.
Yeah. But the thing is, I was so bummed because I really wanted to win the Brad Paisley or the Dirk Bentley. But I won Jimmy Wayne. It's like, okay. So I started listening to his music before we went to meet him. And I really like his music. So we met him, and I just thought, this guy was just so inspiring. His mom was bipolar. He ended up in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And just crazy inspiring.
Jimmy had a huge, massive song in 2008 called Do You Believe Me Now? Man, I forgot how much I love that tune. Justin Moore once said that Jimmy Wayne had more talent in his fingernail than Justin had in his entire body.
Crazy.
And it was right after that concert, like in January following, he started this walk halfway across America. And he called it Project Meet Me Halfway, where he was raising awareness for foster kids. And anyway, when I met him, that's the first time I got on social media, because he goes, oh, can I post this? And I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
So, sure.
Jimmy Wayne got you on social media.
He did.
Okay.
And then, anyways, but while he was walking halfway across America, he had this whole group of followers that were following him. And many of them have been following him for many, many years. And anyway, so a whole group of us started getting to know each other. And when he finished the walk in Arizona, a lot of us went out there. And so I met quite a few of them, but there were a few I've never met that are like from the East Coast. And to this day, I mean, this was like 2010, we are still friends. He attracts quality people.
That's a really good story, Terry.
It's a great story, Terry.
Yeah. It was one of my best wins from Kazon.
That was before our time, or I would take full credit for it. You know me. Thank you, Terry, for all those memories.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the good stories with social media. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Carly Pierce threw out the first pitch at the Padres game yesterday afternoon. It was all because of her time with us at Stagecoach. We gave her a Padres hat. She let us know her bass player, Phil, is a massive Padres fan. Padres heard that, contacted Carly Pierce and her people, and they both came out to throw the first pitch out. That was so cool.
Yeah, especially because he got to catch the first pitch.
Oh, my God. So we're waiting for Carly to come out after the first pitch. She did good, but I'm going to have a little fun with Carly and kind of ignore her and talk to Phil, her bass player, who is a huge Padres fan, and he got to catch the ball. Oh, my God. Yay, Carly. Hi, honey.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Wait. Whatever, Carly.
Whatever.
Phil, dude.
Tammy, thank you for
everything.
What a
day this has been for you. Oh, high
best
five.
Day. Don't tell my wife or my son this is the best day of my life.
I mean, so, seriously, that's out on the field, you got to catch the first pitch from Carly.
He had to, like, go get it.
What was that like for you?
That was incredible. I mean, I think I blacked out for most of it. But,
yeah.
I know. I've always wanted to, you know, be on the field at Petco, so that's awesome.
When you found out you were coming, what were you thinking?
I thought it was like a prank call. Daryl with marketing called me, and the caller ID said like Padres, and I was like, oh, I think this might actually be real. And,
yes.
The whole time I was like, I don't know if I can convince Carly to come back out. And when I asked her to do this, she's like, absolutely. There's nothing. Aww. Or she just said she would do it for me. She would publicly embarrass herself for me about it.
What a great day for you. We're super excited.
Well, thank you for making it happen and interviewing her and being a fan of the Padres.
You
and
bet.
Bringing me in on this.
Oh, that was great, Phil.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you.
Yay!
Oh, I'll get your
coffee. Yeah. All right, Carly. How lovely was that? How good did that make you feel?
I mean, he's been in my band since 2018, and he's done so much for me in my personal life and professional. So to be able to do this and know how important this is to him, it was really special.
Well, I think it was lovely that you flew him in and you became a part of this day.
Yeah. Of course.
And we got to, you know, be out at the game, too. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's
you did good.
Thank you. So did you. Thanks for this.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I love it.
So this is great. She had no reason to come to this game. I mean, she wasn't doing a show.
Mm-mm.
She just came out because the Padres, her bass player.
Yeah.
She flew him out?
Yep. Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
Yeah. I just thought it was just lovely. I was so excited that we got to be a part of that.
I saw her throw.
Yeah. Well, she ripped on herself. She said her dad was going to be embarrassed by her because she said, I have zero athletic skill.
See, I would have thought growing up, small town in the South, I don't know. I guess I figured she was somewhat athletic. But apparently, well, hey, I bounced the last time I threw it, too. Mm-hmm. So who am I to say?
Yeah.
A great day at the ballpark. Sadly, the Padres couldn't cooperate with you, Tam. But, I mean, I was getting FOMO watching all the movies. I was in a dentist's office with my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, you probably were better off. The first half of the game was great.
Yeah, man. What are you going to do? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Emmys. College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Vista. Say good morning to Leah. Hi, Leah.
Good morning, Kai.
Leah, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Sorry, Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Leah, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're gonna get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Leah?
Okay.
Britney Spears is starting a jewelry line. Has Britney sold more or less than 100 million albums worldwide?
I'm going to go with more.
Joshua Jackson ate 4,000 calories a day to bulk up for Karate Kid Legends. Joshua became a star playing Pacey Witter on this 90s/2000s teen drama that also starred James Vanderbeek. What is it?
Oh, God. I don't even know, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yesterday was National Burger Day. If I ask for my In-N-Out Burger protein style, what does that mean?
It means it comes with lettuce instead of the bun.
Demi Lovato got married over the weekend. Name the Disney Channel show she starred in, playing a teenage comedian from Wisconsin who joins the cast of a sketch comedy television series titled So Random.
It's something with a chance. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so there almost. Missing one word.
Because it's cloudy right now, and I'm going to go the opposite. I want to say it's sunny with a chance, but I could totally be wrong.
Okay. Finally, Hoda Kotb denied rumors that she's taking over the Kelly Clarkson show. Hoda used to anchor the Today Show. Who are the current anchors on the Today Show?
Oh, my God. I really don't watch TV.
Okay. Well, let's get Tam back in then. What do you say?
That's fine.
Leah, what's happening with you today?
You know what? I just got back from the gym, and then I'm going to get ready for work.
Very nice. I always admire the discipline of somebody who gets up early to work out and then goes into work. I bet you never need caffeine at work because you start your day off with a workout.
You know what? I am a big caffeine person. If I don't have caffeine, then I get a huge migraine.
Yeah, me too. I think that's called addiction to caffeine.
I think so.
Leah did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Britney Spears is starting a jewelry line. Has Britney sold more or less than 100 million albums worldwide?
A lot. But why not more?
It's not just more. It's way more. Britney Spears has sold approximately 150 million albums worldwide, making her one of the most... What's the word I'm looking for?
Successful?
Thank you. Most... Clearly I'm not. One of the most successful recording artists in history. It's 1-to-1. Joshua Jackson ate 4,000 calories a day to bulk up for Karate Kid Legends. Joshua became a star playing Pacey Witter on this 90s-2000s teen drama that also starred James Vanderbeek. What was it called?
Come on, Tammy, you know it. One Tree Hill?
No, it was called Dawson's Creek. You both got that wrong, so it's still 1-1. Yesterday was National Burger Day. If I ask for my In-N-Out Burger protein style, what does that mean?
It means without a bun, right? It's wrapped in lettuce?
Yeah, exactly right. No bun, lettuce wrap. Leah knew that. It's messy, but it's good. I had a burger last night to celebrate National Burger Day.
Neat.
Yeah, it was a Juicy Lucy. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's got the cheese inside.
Yes, very nice. Discovered in what state?
Minnesota.
The great state of Minnesota. You're so on today. Look at you.
Wow.
Right? Leah's like, I have to go to work. Can you move it along
Come on.
All right. It's 2-2. Demi Lovato got married over the weekend in a Disney Channel show that she starred in, playing a teenage comedian from Wisconsin who joins the cast of a sketch comedy television series called So Random.
I don't remember what it was called.
I couldn't give you her name because that would give it away. Sunny with a Chance. She played Sunny. Leah knew that.
Nice job, Leah.
So here we go. It's now 3-2, Leah. And Tam, you got to get this right or Leah wins $100 of your money. Good luck, Leah.
Okay, I'm rooting for myself.
Tammy, Hoda Kotb denied rumors that she's taking over the Kelly Clarkson show. You heard these rumors, by the way? They're very rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Hoda used to anchor the Today Show. Who are the current anchors on the Today Show?
Jenna Hager-Bush. No? Oh, the anchors. I was thinking the secondary show that Hoda did.
Now, Hoda did do that show, but then she became the anchor full-time.
I thought you were talking about that one. Let's see. The current anchors on the Today Show.
$100, Lee.
What is her name? Savannah Guthrie. And
Craig Melvin. Savannah and Craig are the anchors of the Today Show. Leah, you just won $100 of Tammy's money.
Wow, that's a great morning. Oh, my God. Sorry, Tammy.
A workout and $100 and a great prize on top of it.
A pair of tickets to see John Party at the San Diego County Fair, part of the Toyota Concert Series.
Yay, I'm so excited. I was actually talking with my best friend last night about wanting to go, so this works out perfectly. And I get $100.
And you get $100. Now go get yourself a cup of well-earned coffee. And best of all, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Leah from Vista, and I graduated from the College of Hollywood Knowledge.
James is an El Cajon. James has been reunited with the first love of his life. Can lightning strike twice? And is there a problem that she's on Tinder?
Those are all good questions. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Go ahead and share your story, honey.
Okay, so to me, this is pretty wild, but I was on one of the dating apps the other day, and I literally froze when I saw her face because this is the girl that, like, I was absolutely convinced. Like, this is the one, but that was before college pulled us apart and life happened, and we ended up going in, like, different directions. So, like, I'm sitting here looking at her photo for, like, 20 minutes before I finally have the courage to actually swipe right. Instant match. So now we've been texting, you know, nonstop, talking a lot for, like, I think probably like 3 days. And honestly, it's like nothing's changed. It's like no time's passed. She's still awesomely funny. She's even still calling me out on, like, a lot of my BS. But... you know, she's also really grown into, like, a confident badass of a woman with her career, and she's got her own life. So, I mean, this is, like, amazingly magical. And the problem is, right, the reason that we really split was because she wasn't really into commitment and, you know, us moving apart in the long distance. You know, that was kind of a problem, but it was kind of a commitment thing, too, being committed to somebody you were long distance with. And I'm a little bit worried because I found her on Tinder, which kind of makes me wonder if that's going to happen again. Or, I mean, you know, is it worth me trying, or am I just going to get my heart broken again?
Sure. Those are all very valid feelings, and especially because it's pulling back all your memories, too, and your feelings that you had for her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the good ones and the bad ones, too.
Right, right. Having everyone, I hope not too many people know what it's like to get your heart broken, like, to a point where, but it's not a good feeling. Getting your heart broken is a horrible feeling, and that's a real valid fear. I want to go back to the Tinder fear that you have. And correct me if I sound naive, but is Tinder more of a hook up with random people site, or is Tinder like I'm trying to find a relationship site?
I mean, that's actually a good question. I think really it acts like it's for relationships, but I guess I'll put it like this. Yeah, some people go on there for relationships, but a lot of people use it for just hookups.
Okay, James, I'm going to ask you, why are you on Tinder?
Well, I mean, I'm one of the weirdos that's hoping to find a real relationship, but if things kind of start casual, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, long-term commitment is really important to me. I'm hoping whatever I find grows into something real and long-term.
I think you're kind of unusual on Tinder that you're looking for a long-term romance. And I think unusual more so for men. And I don't mean that offensively to men, but I think the majority of men on Tinder aren't looking for commitment. But
James is vulnerable.
Yes.
James is a little bit insecure right now because this is a woman that he was in love with and thinks he still is. Maybe you even know you still are. But, I mean, is it worth possibly going through all that heartbreak again? Or does he go for it? This is a real dilemma that you have right now, James.
I think that if we put it out to KSON loyal listeners, because neither John or I really have any experience on Tinder, you don't, right?
Sure, no.
Okay.
I don't.
I've never done it.
Thankfully, I've been able to avoid that part of being single.
Okay, so I think this is a good question for others to answer who have lots of experience with it and can give you some advice, James. So let's throw it out to them. What do you think James should do? 833-287-1037.
James, if you wouldn't mind, we'll have you hang out and we'll see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. Ease your pain, we hope.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it.
All right, hang on, man.
833-287-1037. What's your advice for James? Should he love her or list her? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
James recently reconnected with the former love of his life who had broken up with him.
I'm a little bit worried because I found her on Tinder. Kind of makes me wonder if that's going to happen again.
What's your advice for James? 833-287-1037. Should he love her or list her?
Shannon in Oceanside, what do you think?
I think she should be questioned whether or not he's worthy. He's on Tinder.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Shannon.
Harley in Oceanside, what do you think James should do? He doesn't want to be heartbroken again. The whole Tinder thing freaks him out.
I think he should give her a chance because, funny enough, that it's actually how I met my fiance was through a dating app.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've been together for years, and now we're officially getting married next weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. All my family's fine, but I think he should give her a chance because it's like, I wasn't even really looking for anything when him and I started talking, and then years later, here we are. It's like, you have those slim few, like, yes, there are some people on there that just use it for a hookup, but then there are people who do use it to find somebody.
All right, Harley.
It's great.
Cool. Congratulations again. Thanks.
Thank you. Alex in San Ysidro, what do you think James should do with his former flame who dumped him, but now they reconnected on Tinder? Love her or list her?
I would say love her. For me, like speaking as a woman who's on a dating app, I'm on Tinder too, but I very rarely use it because for the same reasons you guys mentioned, it tends to be more of a hookup site than really a matching kind of site, like for lifelong. But I mean, for one, he's on Tinder too, so
he just needs to share his thoughts with her, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, be straightforward about, you know, the commitment part of things. It seems to be a concern. So just ask her, like, are you looking for commitment now?
It's a great question. Thanks, Alex. Brett in Lakeside, what do you think James should do, love her or list her?
Well, the first thing is, if he's being open and honest, she has to do the same in return. And I can tell you that finding somebody on a dating app can work as long as they're committed to the same things. If faith guides his steps, he should probably be on either Catholics. Single.com or ChristianMingle.com, something like that. But if he just wants to play the game, he'll be out there for a while.
All sounds right. Like Brett knows what he's talking about.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, time to go back to James. James, you heard what everyone said. What's James want to do?
You know, I think maybe I'm overthinking this stuff. It really comes down to just a conversation. We're already talking, and I just maybe need to communicate what my long-term goals are. Like, I do want to get married and have a family, but even then, it's not so much of a rush. But I think it's important to make that clear from the get-go.
Well, and that was what a lot of people were saying. Listen, you need to tell her everything that's on your mind. You need to tell her, listen, I can't go through another breakup like that. I lost you once, can't do it again. So if you're serious about this, then yes, let's keep doing this. But if you're not, you got to cut me loose. And the answer, it might not be what you want, but at least you don't have to go through that horrible feeling yet again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right, man. Well, good luck. I think this is going to work out for you. I mean, you're right. You guys are older, you're wiser, and maybe she's looking for exactly what it is you are looking for as well. And again, it all just starts with a conversation. Good luck with that conversation. And let us know how things go, James. Check in the future, man. Maybe from your wedding reception.
Thanks. I hope so, but thank you.
Well, thank you, James, for sharing your story. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.